Hey guys, what's up? I'm Haley.
And this is Lindsay.
We just wanted to give you another mini episode. So this is 2.5. We're going to go over last week's episode. So episode 2, part 1.
Oh man. Now I know it's kind of dry subject matter, but it's a necessary evil to understand other things that we're going to talk about with serial killers. Because if you don't have the foundation, then you're not going to understand some of the stuff later that they get away with.
Yeah.
That happens to them, that they skirt past, that police fuck up, that police excel at. You know, what have you. I will tell you, though, Haley, I suffered listening to episode 2 because I sound like a fucking monster trying to breathe through my nose. I was just like, I can't stop hearing it. So I'm trying to breathe out of my mouth tonight. I'm not a mouth breather, but here we go. So hopefully we can find some resolution because what we're recording on right now is so sensitive they can hear me gasping for air through my nose.
Yeah, the microphone we have been using is incredible.
Yes.
Too good. It picks up everything.
Not enough filters.
We had to put our water into glass cups and then put them on like wash rags so that you guys couldn't hear us take a drink. The microphone is too good.
Too good. What are we going to do about that?
Well, we are going to start going to a recording studio.
Wow, we got fancy fast.
I know. Real fast.
Is this going too fast for you?
No.
Are we moving too soon?
No.
Okay.
We're going to go to Rundown Studios here in Topeka, Kansas. And we got a pretty good deal from a friend of ours, Jory, who's awesome.
Thank you, Jory.
Yes, and he's going to hook us up, so hopefully the quality will be better, and we're going to look real fancy with some headphones.
God, I don't even know what to do with myself.
I know. It's going to be crazy.
I'm pretty excited about that. We'll see how it works out. He talked about maybe doing video, too, but on Sundays, I'm kind of a hair on top of my head, looking like the just like a creature that crawled out of like a manhole from the sewer.
Yeah, I've seen you. You don't have to describe it.
No, and I don't. It's best suited for audio only.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could look good from like the waist up.
I cannot. It's Sunday. I will not. Monday I'll try. But on Sunday is on recording day. I can't make any promises.
Yeah. You guys don't care though what we look like.
No. I get it. A lot of people want to see the facial expressions,
we
both
make
of us.
Great ones.
Yeah. And it goes with the dry humor, but, you know, what do?
We'll give it a whirl and see how it goes.
Had some technical problems this week.
Yeah, so we've had plenty of people tell us, you know, oh, we didn't even know you posted an episode 2.
Which is upsetting, because I spend a good 8 to 10 seconds making those posts.
Yeah.
Damn it, I would like them to be known. I don't know what happened. I don't know if, like, a weird little update went through with Facebook, but what I'm thinking will be the fix is go in and check your settings again for notifications. Because it's my understanding that people have gone in and all of a sudden, like, I had to go and turn back on notifications.
And I know a lot of people, a lot of our close friends, mm-hmm. have been going in to the actual Curiosity Kills Facebook page, and they've been clicking some button that says show at top of my feed.
Oh,
so
okay.
You guys can hook that option up. And there's a lot of other options.
Because most people who have seen our posts have been because it shows up in their feed, not because they got a notification that we had posted a status update.
And you can also go to our website and you can subscribe and they'll send you an email anytime we update, not just episodes, but if we post, you know, like some extra material for reading and things like that.
And of course, whatever platform you're using to listen to the podcast itself, besides our website, make sure to subscribe on there and you can set it to upload new episodes.
Yeah.
Which ideally we do on Sunday nights, which if that changes, we'll let you know. We're not really sure with the new setup. And then Wednesday nights for mini episodes, but we're a little late this week. Why are we late this week, Andy?
Because I went to see The Cure.
Because she's young. And she's free.
I don't know that I'm that young.
That shit hurts early now, doesn't it?
They did 4 encores. So, yeah, they went a little
crazy. I'm surprised that they can survive 4 encores.
Oh, my God.
They were
old as balls.
Old.
Yes, there are a lot of old people at the concert, which is a very nice change to going with a bunch of people that make me feel young.
Yeah, I would be. You're like, wow. But then you were the one going, oh my God, so past my bedtime.
Yes, I was so tired.
Can't survive this.
I'm tired now, I'm dragging.
So I started reading the book that, if you guys saw on the Facebook, you didn't get a notification of it, but on your Facebook
but it's
feed,
there.
It's there. Friend of the podcast, Jenny, had given us a new book for our collection. It's the A to Z by an encyclopedia by Harold Schechner or something like that. He also wrote Deviant and stuff like that. Check those books out. They're crazy. She made us mouse pads with our logo on it.
Yeah, and really cool bookmarks.
They are. They've got, like, all these serial killers and all these, it's got our name stuff in it. That was so nice of her.
She's basically the best.
Yeah, so I wanted to thank her for her continued support. And also Lacey.
Yes, thanks,
she's
girl.
Right on that. I mean, she's the girl who's the first to, you know, hit like and share with her friends. So, Lacey, we've noticed. Thank you. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it, yeah.
I thought it would be kind of fun this week if we both took a quiz to find out which serial killer we are.
Oh, I don't get a bedtime story?
Not today. You didn't deserve it.
Oh, my God. I am so sleepy today that I don't think I need a bedtime story.
I'm dragging some serious ass, too. That's the difference between Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday, we're still getting, like, our 27th wind by the time we get off work at 9:30. Thursday, though, we're crashing about 7:30 at night, hoping to make it through.
We don't even make plans with each other on Friday nights.
Oh, no.
Because
it's a drive safe home. Don't fall asleep.
Yeah, like, we really wanted to see Popstar last Friday.
Right.
But we waited until Saturday, you know, of course, so our friend could go with us. And
right. Worth
like
the
that.
Wait. I laughed
oh,
the entire
God.
Time.
Guys, go see it. Funniest movie.
I know some of you are probably like, oh, it's not my humor. Make it your humor.
Oh, God.
Because there really isn't a dull moment. It is.
But we wouldn't have made it through on a Friday night.
No. Well, me, no. Mm-mm. I would have had to, like, mainline, like, caffeine at a minimum.
Yeah. We would have.
And who knows what else. So with this quiz, okay, we're going to do the one through Crime Museum.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And crimemuseum.org is a super cool website.
It is.
We get a lot of stuff off of there. And it's a cool little quiz called Which Serial Killer Are You? We're going to take turns reading the questions, but we're both hitting the answers, and then we'll tell each other and you at the end of these questions which serial killer we are.
Yeah. So question number one is pick a city. Chicago, Seattle, Los Angeles, New Orleans, New York, or Miami?
Yikes.
Oh. Let's
That's a toughie.
Here. You guys never get to know my answers.
She's pretty transparent. The more you get to know her, the more you will figure out her answers. Okay, so what's your favorite season? Winter, summer, spring, or fall?
I know your answer.
Damn straight. It's fall.
What do you want for dinner? Hot dog, shrimp gumbo, sushi, salad, pizza, a very rare steak, chicken, or pasta?
Well, you know I don't like my meat to be purple.
I know.
Or green.
Which is weird.
Or gray. So I don't want it well done. I want it just above purple.
Yeah.
Okay, so how would you kill your victim? That escalated quickly.
Oh,
what
man.
Do you want for dinner? How would you kill your victims? Stabbing, shooting, bludgeoning, or strangling?
I just like the word bludgeon.
I do too. But all those seem really personal, like a lot of work.
You know, I've heard through the grapevine that strangling people is really difficult.
Oh, yeah. It requires a lot of upper body strength.
And
time. People are, you'd be shocked how long it actually takes. They lose consciousness. I don't know this from, because I'm too lazy. But I did sit in on a trial that involved this. And it takes a lot of time to kill the person. They lose consciousness, which a lot of people mistake for dead.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I think also hitting people in the head, the human head can take a lot of hits.
Yeah.
So I'm.
It takes a licking and keeps
I'm
on ticking.
Lazy, just shoot.
I'm gonna shoot people.
I'm a son of Sam. Just
I
run
heard
up.
That you, no, I heard you're a good shot.
Yeah, just one. Boom.
I'd be like done. Son of Sam. I'd be like, just shoot like, the area and hope it hits something.
He was the worst serial killer. I have no respect
what
for
a
him.
Loser.
Yeah.
That fucking guy.
I
All
know.
Right, so
Pick a college major. Ooh, this is fun.
Ooh, I do like this.
Music. Gender and sexuality studies.
Boo.
Business. Who's going to pick that?
Well, I picked that and it didn't do anything for my life.
Religious studies.
No.
Pre-law. Political science or history. Well, none of these are my major, no. So yeah, I'm going to go with religious studies.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to go with probably pre-law.
Yeah, you go pre-law, I'll go business. I'll keep it real. Okay, what is your best quality?
All of these?
Leadership skills, intelligence, charming personality. I'm going to end up as Ted Bundy. I'm putting it out there right now. I can tell by these questions, I'm going to get told I'm Ted Bundy. All right, leadership skills, intelligence, charming personality, passion, or free spirit?
You're going to say charming personality.
Yeah.
Or leadership skills.
Nope. I will lead you with my charming.
I'm going to say intelligence because I know I'm smarter than everyone else.
That's awesome. And I'm the narcissist.
You just won the lottery. What are you going to do with the money? Okay, so these questions have gone from just like, eh, to like really escalated to back down to just like...
I feel like this quiz maker might be a little bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Would you buy a new car, share it with my friends, buy a lavish new home, live off of it for the rest of my life, pay off student loans,
ding,
go on my dream vacation, or invest it?
All of those things. But student loans, get the fuck off my back.
Yeah, you'd need like 3 lotteries to pay
That's
off yours.
Right.
I don't know.
Sure, get your master's, I said. It's a great idea, self. Go do that. Boo. All right, pick a decade. The 70s, 80s, 60s, or
1830s? What?
None. The 70s were the murderiest.
Mm.
Okay.
I like the 90s. They had good music.
Yeah, but it's not on here. I'm going to go 60s because I like their music.
If you were arrested for murder, you would plead not guilty. Plead not guilty, but eventually confess. Yeah, on death row. Plead guilty, but try to get an insanity defense. Flee the country and risk greater punishment. Plead guilty. Plead guilty, but claim self-defense. Plead not guilty by reason of insanity. So, but it's just asking if I was arrested for murder, did I actually do it?
Did you get charged?
Yeah.
So I guess if you're asked sitting in a courtroom, you probably did. But the wording here needs some work. If I was found laying on a grassy knoll, like JFK assassination style, supposedly, and I try to say self-defense, I mean, I don't really know how I can defend that. Yeah. I'm going to go not guilty. Course.
Mm-hmm.
Because what else do you do?
Yeah.
All right. If you liked someone, or nope, that's a kill.
That's
not what that word is.
Whoa.
Liked, killed. The fact that I don't know the difference between those two and I read them.
Is that a Freudian slip?
Yes. If you killed someone, what would you do with the body?
Okay.
All right. Leave it at the crime scene, dump it far from my home, hide it in my home, or cut it up and hide the pieces in my home.
Dump it?
Far away. Far, far away.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's calculating. I knew it! Ted Bundy!
Oh, my God. Mine's so cal...
What are you?
Charles Manson.
Oh, my God, I knew it! Not just by the swastika on your forehead. Okay, I gotta read this to you. You got Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy is one of the most infamous serial killers in history. Between 1974 and 1978, Bundy had abducted and murdered more than 30 women in 7 different states. So he liked to travel. Though shortly before his electric chair execution, I hope they, got the sponge wet. In 1989, he hinted that his murder victims was in the triple digits. Okay, read me yours. I want to hear more about how you're...
How
you're fucking Chuck Manson.
This is a very good picture.
These pictures, they found the most batshit fucking crazy pictures. I wish I could show these two guys right now.
Yeah. You got Charles Manson. In the late 1960s, Manson led a commune known as the Manson Family in a murder spree in the California desert. Manson believed that there would be an apocalyptic war. Guys, I don't know how to pronounce things.
Maybe like apocalyptic?
Yep. Of the races, known as Helter Skelter, the name of which was taken from a song by the Beatles.
Right.
Manson was convicted of murder and conspiracy to commit in 1971 and was sentenced to death. His sentence was reduced to life in prison when California temporarily eliminated the death penalty in 1972. Though the death penalty has since been reinstated, Manson remains incarcerated at Corcoran State Prison.
Wow. And he applies for parole. They're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-mm. He looks fucking crazy.
Because he is fucking crazy. And then that lady tried to marry him? Or yeah. She did something. I don't know. We'll have to research that because, like, within the last, like, year and a half, I want to say, somebody was trying to marry him. But it was just to get rights over... Fuck, I don't know. I really don't know.
I wonder how many pairs of panties he gets sent in the mail every week.
That is a really weird question, but a good one.
But people become obsessed with serial
killers.
They do.
There's like
and they send
a whole kind of woman that's what they're into, which I was telling you earlier, I think we should do a podcast on, or do an episode on the type of people who learn all they can about a murder and then admit to it, even though they had nothing to do with it. Yeah. Or the type of people that fall in love, like what the appeal is. Is the appeal that he won't be in your fucking house? I get that. I know a lot of people who wish their husbands weren't home. But I don't understand. All I know is that I'm tired and that is a topic for another day. So you guys, I want you to have a good rest of the week.
Yes, and episode 2, part 2, will be out hopefully Sunday.
We're gonna figure out what the recording is gonna be like, and
yeah, and that one is going to cover what happens when you need to find a suspect,
right,
using DNA or criminal profiling.
Mm-hmm.
What happens during an autopsy?
Yep. Oh, we interviewed the person who does autopsies for the VA.
Yes, and she is amazing.
She's a doll.
Cannot wait to talk about her.
Talking to someone who is chipper. About just...
You can tell she's passionate. I love that.
She gets to dismember... No, that's not true. She just digs in.
Yeah.
But she was super helpful. She didn't have time to come on the show, but she answered all of our questions.
She's the best. I've known her for a while. And anyway, and then we're also going to talk about when they find the suspect, what the suspect's rights are.
Because yeah, the process.
They do have rights.
They do have rights, which if you're ever... arrest and didn't do it, you're going to be thankful that you have these rights.
Yeah, just because you did something bad doesn't mean you don't get rights. So that's true. Will talk about that. And
all the way up to what? The preliminary hearing?
That will be episode 3.
That's right. That's what I meant.
Yes. Guys.
So a little peek into the future. You're welcome. also check us out on Twitter, our website, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud.
And YouTube.
And I will be posting on Facebook to let you guys know what's up on Sunday night about the episode. So turn on your notifications or send us some feedback and let me know, hey, it's still not showing up because I am not technologically able, but I will figure out a way to make this work.
Well, I think Facebook's messing stuff up.
It needs to stop fucking with me because I don't like it.
Yeah.
So, all right, that's all for tonight. So everybody have a great week and hopefully... you enjoy our little mini episode.
Yep. Bye.